Nolte, disgraced Ryan Lissa out at Politico after sex scandal. By John Nolte on April 22, 2025. Ryan Lissa, the pencil-necked leftist credibly accused of misconduct with two women, is out at the far-left Politico. Lissa, a one-time precious in the regime media and shameless Russia collusion hoaxster, announced this week that after working at the New Republic, New York Magazine, CNN, The New Yorker, Esquire, and GQ, he will now go his own way via Substack, which tells me he can harass all the women he wants without getting fired. I recently left Politico, where I've served as the chief Washington correspondent since 2019. Liz explained at his Substack, the one that can't fire him for sexual misconduct on account of he's the boss. He adds, the main reason? Politico's style of political coverage is not meeting the unprecedented moment of Democratic peril we are facing. Oh, I thought he left because they could fire him for sexual misconduct. My new publication, Telos, is my modest attempt to do things better. He writes, by which I assume he means engage in better forms of misconduct now that he no longer fears getting fired. Back in 2017, The New Yorker fired Lissa for improper sexual conduct, which is a terrific phrase that allows your imagination to free range over the possibilities. Did he goose some chick in the break room or show up unannounced at her house wearing only a ball gag and a tattoo that said, "Mommy, hurt me"? At the time, CNN being CNN didn't fire Lissa. The reasoning for not firing Lissa would not be answered until 2020 when Jeffrey Toobin was not fired after getting caught masturbating during a company Zoom meeting. In other words, CNN has no standards. Fast forward to October of 2024 when the already disgraced Lissa is once again credibly accused of misconduct, this time towards his then-fiancé and fellow fake journalist Olivia Nuzzi. This is so delicious. A few weeks earlier, Nuzzi was forced to go on leave from New York Magazine after she was caught trying to pursue a personal relationship with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. while reporting on him. According to reports, the married Kennedy wanted no part of Nuzzi and all the trips to the free clinic that would follow. Nevertheless, she persisted by sending him racy photos and making flirty phone calls. Even after he reportedly blocked her number, she'd find a way to get to him. Apparently, the Kennedy family's pet rabbit somehow survived the ordeal. When the Nuzzi story hit, Lissa announced Nuzzi was now his ex-fiancé. A few weeks later, Nuzzi filed a court complaint against Lissa, saying he explicitly threatened to make public personal information about me to destroy my life, career, and reputation, a threat he has since carried out. It gets better. She claims that Lissa had stolen a personal electronic device from her, was hacking her devices, then anonymously shopping information about her to the media. She adds that some of this shopped info might have been doctored by Lissa to look worse than it was. She also believes Lissa impersonated an anonymous campaign operative to damage her reputation with a political campaign. Basically, Nuzzi believes Lissa dropped the dime to her employer about the Kennedy stuff. Who knows? Who cares? All that matters is that they are both neurotic and unhappy laughingstocks banished to the far reaches of the political universe where no one can hear them scream, or lie. Oh, and I'm sure Politico begged Lissa to stay. The decision to leave was all his. No doubt. The good news is that we can add Ryan Lissa to our ever-growing list of regime media elites who have committed career suicide or just plain given up due to Trump derangement syndrome. Ruth Marcus, Washington Post columnist, resigns. 538, Disney/ABC's wildly biased polling site shutters. Paul Krugman, always wrong New York Times columnist forced out. Jim Acosta, CNN anchor forced out. Nora O'Donnell, failed CBS anchor out. Chuck Todd, NBC's former Meet the Press host, DEI'd out. Andrea Mitchell, NBC Herod and Ages out of job. Chris Wallace, son of someone out at CNN. Joy Reid, racist MSNBC anchor, too racist for MSNBC. Fired. Neil Cavuto, Fox News anchor, scurries away. Alex Faulkner, demoted at MSNBC. Iman Mahyildin, lost MSNBC show. Olivia Nuzzi, out at New York Mag for allegedly stalking RFK Jr. Katie Fung, lost MSNBC show. Jonathan Capehart, lost MSNBC show. Steps down as Washington Post editorial board. Lester Holt, Addis NBC Nightly News Anchor. One-third of New York Times editorial board, say, bye. Eugene Robinson, Washington Post columnist quits in SNIT. Ryan Lizza, scurries to Substack over credible misconduct allegations. What a glorious, glorious time to be alive. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.